You.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 111. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. I don't care how long it's been. Go to that YouTube base. Hit that notification bell. Hit that subscribe button. You feel me? We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. My fault. Robert Williams just did something crazy, but I thought he's about to go crazy. My fault. He messed up the introduction. My fault, y'all. I thought I was about to see some crazy stuff, but y'all know where we at. We on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you can find a podcast, we there, man. So go show us some love. Type us in that search bar. I'm just saying, bro, show us some love, man. You feel me? But it's been a little while since me and bro had an episode together. We've been, you know, we've been holding y'all down with this, you know, the solo Jones and all that. But we back. And I just want to get right into that game that I watched last night, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. That Suns-Pelican game was, number one, it was mind-blowing because, obviously, in my mind, I'm pretty sure everybody else out there thinking, yeah, we know Devin Booker hurt and they got a chance and all that. Right. You know what I'm saying? We know all that. But nobody expected that performance from those young dudes. You feel what I'm saying? So, excuse me, I just wanted to go in and just talk about the fact that Willie Green, man, and what he's doing, and that it goes to show, like, when you got a great coach and the players follow him, it makes a difference, bro. Like, it really show you that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can know all the X's and O's, you can be the smartest guy on earth, you know what I'm saying? But if you can't lead the troops, if they don't want to run through a wall for you, like, you know what I'm saying? You might not be a good coach. Willie Green is a great coach, man. Like, at the end of the day, they got a quote that he said in his little speech as their t-shirts in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, putting out Jose Alvarado in the game when he did, and that was at the end of the game. Like, the whole entire game was just coached so well. Anytime the Suns made a run, anytime, like, he just knew what to do, playing Jackson Hayes and Valanciunas together and getting those rebounds, like, knowing that, all right, we're going to be on the boards now. Like, okay, we can't do certain things, but let's get these boards. Like, it's like, bro, like, he's just out coaching Monty Williams so far. And I know what y'all going to say. It's Ty. I ain't out coaching him. He's out coaching him because there's no way it should be Ty. That's the point. It's no, even with the Devin Booker,
we don't care about the Devin Booker injury.
Like, even with that injury, it shouldn't be Ty.
Facts.
Like, it shouldn't be tied. The best team in basketball should not be tied with the AFC that was just in the play-in. They have, like, I believe they had a little thing on the game on the that popped up and said they were like the worst playoff team or whatever, something like that. Like, they had the worst record of a playoff team or something, like, of all time or something. I don't know how true it is. I might have been tripping or something like that. I might have just been seeing something, but I swear that's what I saw. That they said this was the worst record. This was a team that had the worst record to be into the playoffs. And they're actually making noise. And they got two games. And the last game, they could have got three because we're not going to trip. What game was it? I think it was game two or whatever. Well, it was a close game. I think they only lost by three. I don't know what game it was. I think game two they won. Game three.
It was game three, bro. It was game three. It was 118 to 115, I believe. Something like that. Yeah. 108, 105, something like that.
Listen, bro. Well, all I gotta say is, man, Willie Green, the fact that he's pulling all the potential out of these young players, Herbert Jones, like, this dude is looking next year. He's gonna be on the ballot for Defensive Player of the Year. I think he was this year too. I think
He wasn't top three.
Yeah, I think it was like top 10. He was top 10 for sure this year as a rookie. So listen, this dude, Paul's lymph is like, come on, bro. His closeout speed and just, it's not even about his speed, bro. This dude closeout, bro, it's ridiculous. He closed out on Mikal Bridges and I believe it was Landry Shamet last night and blocked two their threes. And I just was like, come on, bro. Like, what do you do? Like, if somebody doing something like that, like, it's
what do you do?
Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying, bro. I'm looking at my coach like, bro, I'm trying. Help me. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, what do you want me to do, bro? Like, he out here strapping me, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just honestly believe that these dudes, even Trey Murphy and those dudes, bro, like, they're just playing inspired basketball. They're not the most talented team. They just the most motivated, bro. Like, so, the end of the day, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm starting to think the Suns might lose this jump.
I was just about to say that.
I got to see what they do game five at home. But they scaring me.
Very scary.
Chris Paul let Jose Grant, what they call him? Grand Theft Alvarado?
Grand Theft Alvarado.
He made him have 8 seconds. He stripped him. And he got an offensive foul on him within a matter of like 2 to 3 minutes.
Talk about
Herbert Jones got smacked in the face by Chris Paul. Chris Paul tried to go down, pick him up. Herbert Jones just look him off. Wait for CJ McCollum to come pick. Listen, man, I just wanted to say this, man. Watching the playoffs, man, and watching basketball this year and these last couple years, man, these young boys, they not having it with these old heads, man. They not having it. We are seeing a whole new, like, we literally are going into a whole new realm in the NBA, bro. And I just had to bring that shit up real quick, bro. Because I'm watching these young boys, and I'll be like, yo, the NBA really changing. These young boys don't give a fuck no more. Like, they, excuse my language, but they don't. Like, they don't give a fuck no more. Like, they wrapped out. They like, listen, y'all had y'all time, old heads. It's our time now. We about to take over the league. And it's a beautiful thing to see. I want to see my man LeBron in the playoffs, but it's a beautiful thing to see these young teams show up the way they showing up, man. Because we ain't going to trip, man. Just 2 years ago, the Suns was laughing stock. 2-3 years ago, they were the laughing stock of the NBA. So we're not going to trip. They surprised us. Now they're looked at as, like, they the hunted now. So, Pelicans, you know what I'm saying? Anything could change. I love the NBA now because everything is so open. But that Suns-Pelican game, bro, amazing game, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, bro, you hit the nail on the head. With the new young players, bro, I love them. Ja, Anthony Edwards, whoever, bro. These young boys.
All these young boys.
These young boys, you know how, like, maybe like 10 years ago, it was friendly, but it was still friendly in the heat of competition. Now it's still like it's friendly, but it's not friendly in the heat of competition. Yeah. And I love it, bro. Yeah. It's so different. Like, I didn't watch too much of the Suns-Pelicans game, but I did see the part where Herbert Jones wasn't trying to get picked up by CP3 after CP3 just did all that BS to him and whatever. Yeah. I love it, bro. It's bringing back how basketball was designed to be played. Everybody wasn't supposed to be AAU teammates and all friendly during the playoffs. I know we holding on one game, but I'm gonna bring another one up. Even in the Nuggets and Golden State game, Monty Morris and Draymond Green was going at it.
Even Bones, bro. Bones Highland.
That's what I'm saying.
These young boys is not having it, bro.
And Draymond Green and Monty Morris went to the same alma mater.
Oh, for real?
Michigan State. And they still was going at it. So, like, I'm loving how the playoffs looking. But, yeah, man, shout out to Willie Green, former Sixer. Heard that.
I know, right? Ain't that crazy? Former Sixer. And now we watch him as a coach. Like, that's crazy. Facts, We getting old, bro. We getting old.
Getting old, nigga. But yeah, shout out to Willie Green, man. Shout out to my boy Herbert Jones too, bro. He shoot, bro. They got a demon with Herbert Jones, bro. If he could get his 3-point shooting up to around like 40-ish%, because he shoot, I think, like 33.
He's a rookie, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He shoot like 33-34% from three right now. He shoot 84% from the free throw. And he's a demon on defense. If he can get up to like 41-42% from three, the Pelicans.
It's like Matisse Thybulle, bro. He give me the shit with Matisse. If Matisse get a shot, he is going to be the most ridiculous dude in the NBA.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Because I put him up there. Him and Matisse, they play defense the same way. It's like, oh my God, this young boy is strapping. Like, why is he strapping everybody like this? Now, Herbert Jones look a little bit different than Matisse, but.
It's a little bit different, but at the same time, they both could defend on ball and they both could defend off ball too. They both could play the passing lanes. Yeah. Like, them young boys is just different.
I agree with you. Get a shot, Herbert Jones.
Herbert could get up to 41-42% from three, bro. He already could shoot free throws. So that's already one problem taken care of, because a lot of these dudes that come into the NBA playing defense can't shoot a lick, so they can't even shoot free
throws. That's true. It's like, all you did was go to gym and do this or something.
That's what I'm saying, bro. All you did was go do lateral drills. Like, what is you doing? But he's shooting 84% from the free throw, bro. So if he could get up a little bit from 3 points, it's a little dangerous. And I'm not going to lie, I do not know the timetable on Zion. But if somehow the Pelicans could get through the Suns and Zion come back, oh my God.
Listen, B.I. giving you 30 every game.
And CJ.
We're not even talking about CJ. I didn't even bring him up yet. Then you got Herb Jones. You got Valanciunas giving you 26 and 15 last. Hey, listen here. Adding Zion to that. I was on a podcast talking about Zion, saying he was the new Blake Griffin. I said that. But listen, the way he look in them goddamn pre-games, I be like, Star, you need to shut the hell up. This young boy cool. You need to shut the hell up. I think the Pelicans is just holding him back because they scared. He's doing 360s. He's doing the under...
Bro, he's literally trying to tell y'all he need to be on the court. Literally. Bro,
you're not finna tell me this man ain't close to 300 pounds. And if you say that, bro, look at him, bro. Look at Embiid, bro. Embiid 285. That's what I want y'all to look at. Just look at Embiid. B is 285. That's your reference. And tell me Zion ain't 300 pounds. Tell me he not, or close to it. Excuse me. I ain't gonna say 300 or over, but tell me he not close to it. Tell me he ain't the same, damn near the same thing as Joel Embiid, 280. He's 280, bro. You can't tell me this man not. And if he ain't, and he's just that much, bro. If they could get him for 15 minutes, I saw that on ESPN. It was like, next series, there's a possibility, a slight possibility that they could get him for 10 to 15 minutes a game. I said, the Pelicans might make a run like the Suns. If they can get Zion for 10 to 15 minutes, they might go to the chip.
Bro.
Depending on what the Warriors do and all that, we know. I'm probably getting crazy. That might be a hot take, but I'm just saying. As Zion to what the Pelicans doing, I'm sorry. If you remember what Zion was doing, he was averaging 28 points. He was shooting 60% from the field. He was averaging about 6-7 rebounds, 3-4 assists. And now add that to what they already got, CJ and B.I.
And he was doing all that.
By himself.
Because B.I. was hurt and C.J. wasn't there.
Thank you. B.I. was hurt. And then when he came back, he was trying to get back into the groove and all that. B.I. is in his mold right now. Imagine B.I. in his mold with Zion, with a guard. They can kick it out. And then what I don't think nobody is even thinking of, they got Devontae Graham coming off the bench. They got a shooter, a most improved player from last year, which I believe he deserved it last year. They got him coming off the bench. And I know he probably upset about that, whatever the case may be, but listen.
It's a great role for him, honestly.
The Pelican is the perfect role for him. He's not a starter. The Pelicans, he's a sixth man of the year.
That's he needs to run the second unit.
He needs to be Jordan Clarkson. Exactly. He needs to come off the bench and have the green light and be able to do whatever he wants to do.
Tyler Hero, yes. One of them type guys. Yep, he needs to come off the bench and run a second unit. Facts.
Yeah, bro. But listen, man.
Bro, and
then Pelicans. I don't want to talk 30 minutes about the Pelicans, bro. But listen, they're going to be crazy when Zion comes back.
And I got one more caveat to throw in before we end this Pelicans segment. Imagine Zion coming back, right? You said he shot 60%. So let's just imagine the 40% that he missed. You have one of the best rebounders in the league down there rebounding with him on the offensive glass. Bro, that is ridiculous. I ain't got nothing else to say. That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. And they got literally –
Adams not going to be in the way, because that's what was the problem. I feel like that's why they traded Steven Adams, because he was in the way.
Valanciunas can actually shoot, so he's not going to be in the paint on offense all the time.
He hit that three, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He hit a pivotal one last night. That's what I'm saying. Crunch time. Listen,
he can shoot. He's not just going to be sitting in the paint all game blocking away. And that's not no shot at Steven Adams, because Steven Adams is a demon, but it's certain when you got certain players, you need certain different type of players to complement them. And they did not need Steven Adams. They needed Valanciunas.
Facts.
It's that simple. Hey,
David Griffin, you did a hell of a job. I tell you that. People were talking a lot of trash about the Pelicans. They didn't make enough moves this offseason. They didn't do the things that they needed to do. And it just seemed like all the teams that was the quiet teams in the offseason is the ones that's making the noise.
Facts. Celtics.
The ones that's in the playoffs.
Celtics, Pelicans.
Sixers. Even the Sixers.
It's Mavericks.
All the teams, bro. Like, the Mavericks made some noise, but they did that at the trade deadline.
They only made one trade, bro.
Nigga, they got Bertans and they got that was
all one trade.
Damn, they got Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie in the same trade, and they still
Porzingis. Oh my god,
Porzingis. But if you watch Porzingis in Washington, you know he didn't want to play with Luka. You could tell. Because he started snapping, bro. If you start watching, he started playing. He started snapping back like old Porzingis. And I was like, oh, he really did like Luka. Because that was the reports that he never liked Luka. Like, they was two totally different dudes. Like, they didn't act the same or nothing like that. They was trying to just see what they was like. Mark Cuban's a smart dude. He got money. He was like, I'm going to see if it could work. Like, it was a great idea.
Since we're talking about the Mavericks real quick, I know that wasn't one of the games that came on last night. But shout out my MO Jalen Brunson, man. He's a demon.
Oh, yeah.
He's a demon.
He finna get paid. Yo, the Mavericks.
He about to check that bag.
The Mavericks dropped the ball, though. They were going to. He was going to sign a $55 million extension for about 3 to 4 years, I think.
I think it was 4.
And they took it off the table. And I believe it was Dallas. I don't know how true it is. I'm going to do more of homework on it. But I swore that they took it off the table. It wasn't him. It was them.
Well, guess what?
Now, and if he took it off the table, he bet on himself. He the GOAT for betting on himself like that.
Facts. But guess what? If it wasn't him, now they're going to need 60 or 70 to sign him for them 3 or 4 years.
60, 70? Bro, he earned himself a $100 million contract. He's playing in the offs. Without their superstar, he held it down without Luka, bro. Bro,
he definitely got two. He got two wins against it's the Jazz, but he got two.
I don't care.
The Jazz without Luka, facts.
He held it down 40 piece. Then came the next night and gave him like 30. Did he give him 30 that second game?
Yeah, it was 40. Then it was 31. I think the next game.
He's getting $100 million. Is he getting $100 million? And if he doesn't,
I heard that the Knicks was thinking about him.
But why do every year they want 10,000 guards?
I don't know, bro.
They the only roster in the NBA that got 9 guards and then 6 rest of the players. Like, it's like, why do y'all need so many guards, bro? I be forgetting how many guards they have and stuff. I mean, Kemba, Derrick Rose. They had all these people at one time. Kemba, Derrick Rose, Alec Burks, fucking... Who was the other thing? It was a bunch of guards they had at all at one
bro,
time.
Bro, they got Kemba, they got Alec Burks, they got RJ Barrett, they got Emmanuel Quickly. What's the dude that came from Orlando name? The shooter.
I know who you talk about.
What's his name? He's so inconsistent. One night he give you 8 threes, the next night he give you 0.
Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, we ain't getting into it.
They got Derrick Rose. They got
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
bro, like, you right. You absolutely right. But we can get off the Knicks real quick. I wanted to get into this Miami Heat and this Atlanta Hawks series. Bro.
We do have to get into this because Miami's about to give us the business. And I'm watching the game right now. Sixers come out once again, not aggressive, come out playing like little pansies. And Toronto coming out like, yo, we trying to win. We trying to be the first team to come back from 3-0, like, which they not going to do. But I'm just saying, like, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, 0-3. Like,
This joint over tonight, bro, but I feel what you're saying for sure.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh. I feel what you're saying for sure. This joint over tonight, though, as long as Doc don't get super out-coached, there's no way we losing this game today. But, excuse me. I wanted to say something about the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks series, man. Number one, I feel like Clint Capella being hurt, I don't know how much that necessarily hurt this series, but it definitely made a difference. Clint Capella and Okongwu is totally different players. My second thing is Trae Young, bro. Trae Young needs to go to the school of something, of little guards, to get buckets in the playoffs, because he looks bad out there, bro. He looks like he is confused. He looks like he don't even know where to go with the ball. He don't know how to get – he don't know what to do, bro, because the Heat switch everything. They literally switch all five players on defense when they play in defense. They switch everything. So anytime you're running around the pick, Trae, you're not getting the easy, like – you're not just about to get an easy roll to the basket or a wide open shot. You're not getting no best.
Maybe nothing. Having PJ Tucker playing a five. You're not going to find a mismatch that crazy, bro.
Even if PJ it's Tucker Bam, bro. Even if it's Bam, you don't have no mismatch. Because Bam is only, what, 6'8", 6'9"? He can guard point guards. Like, we're not going to trip, bro. And that's why we talking about we going to see the Heat next series. That's why he be getting abused by Embiid, because he's only 6'8", 6'9". But anyway, Trae just looks so lost out there, bro. This is the guy that, you know, everybody was comparing to Steph Curry and this, that, and the third. It don't look like it, bro. And I'm
can
not,
I say something on that when you done?
Go ahead.
When you done? Like, you go ahead. Finish your point, bro.
Go ahead.
I just didn't want you to go to something else and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead. I'm remember because I was about to go to something else. Go ahead.
Nah, the thing I would say about Trae Young, about your point, I don't think he needs to go to school for small guards. What I think he needs to do is stop fucking shooting threes from so fucking far. Because if you watch the – and I didn't get too much of the last game. I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't catch the whole entire game and stuff like that. Right. So I can't comment on what he was actually doing. But I know Trae Young. And when I watch the big games that he plays in, he does the same shit every time. Atlanta goes on these runs, right, where they'll do a pick and roll, whatever they do. Bogdanovich is going off. Herter is going off. He's always the person that fucks it up. He does it every time. Excuse my language, but it pisses me off because I actually like Trae Young. And when I watch him play, because, you know, people be hate him, but I'm a small guy. So I love little dudes. And you know what I'm saying? We little dudes, we going to rock out together. So I love Trae Young. But what pisses me off about him is he always ruins the runs. It's always him. And it's like, he's one of the only, I wouldn't say one of the only, but he's one of the good point guards that does that. Only one, of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all great point guards, they add to the run and stuff like that. I personally feel like Trae Young, when he gets in his bag, he ruins a run. Because, okay, they come down, Kevin Herter just hit a three, Gallinari just hit a three, and then you just threw the oop to Okongwu, and then you come down and shoot a three from half court. Why? Why are you shooting a fucking three from half court?
And now the Heat get an easy bucket on the other end.
Thank you. Quick one. Because now the rebound, boom, it bounced off. They get the ball. Tyler Hero and them dudes, they out. They go right down the court. Throwing the oop to a bam. And then you lose points like that. All right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I honestly think that's Trae Young's problem. He needs to learn patience. And he needs to learn how to, you know what I'm saying? Just, well, maybe you are right. Maybe he is confused out there or something like that. And he's just too young now, whatever the case may be. But something got to be done with that. Cause it's like, it gets annoying watching Trae Young in the playoffs sometimes. Because last year you saw what he was doing. Like, you saw what he's capable of doing. That's why they got so far. He was actually reading stuff right. He was doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And now this year, he's just doing too much. And I really just think it's because he started feeling himself because they went on that run last year. So he think, oh, I'm Trae Curry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm Trae Curry. It's crazy.
Nah, that's what he has to think that, bro. Like, it's funny though. I'm drawing, but like, he has to think that because it's like, listen, bro, the comparisons, you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe it's getting to his head. That's all I got to say. Maybe it's just getting to his head because he's always been compared to Steph Curry. It's with since he's been in Oklahoma, he's been compared to Steph Curry.
Facts.
So at the end of the day, maybe it's finally catching up to him. And then, like I said, that getting to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and then actually getting some wins in the Eastern Conference Finals, that'll blow your head up. That'll make you think, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm him. And it's like, bro, yes, you are.
But you need to relax.
That's why I love Ja. Ja is playing horrible this series. Horrible. And that's my guy. That's why I'm screaming with the horrible. But you know what he's doing? He's adjusting. He like, oh, I'm not going to beat them. I see that. That's why I love Ja. Because he see it. Like, he like, I'm not going to beat them. Their whole game plan is to stop me.
Stop me. Facts.
So I have to change my game. I can't be aggressive Ja. I can't be entertaining Ja. Y'all not going to get this series. Y'all going to get Ja. Dribble. Pass it out. That's what y'all going to get. Y'all going to get pick and roll. Screen. Yeah, that's what y'all going to get. Pick and pop. That's what y'all going to get. Y'all not going to. And Trae Young just doesn't understand that part of it. And I think that's really what's going on with him, bro. Because those shots he be taking sometimes, I be like, yo, what the fuck? You won for seven.
And you y'all came down and pulled a 40-footer.
Y'all on a run. Y'all on a 9-0 run. You won for seven, and you go pull a 45-footer, pull a Steph shot. I don't care what nobody say. Steph did low-key ruin the game. Low-key. But it's not his fault. It ain't his fault he the greatest shooter ever, and all these niggas want to replicate him and think they can do what he do. That's not Steph's fault, but he did low-key ruin the game because he got these dudes out here really thinking that that's cool to do. Like, no, nah, bro. Like
that's good basketball shit.
That's horrible basketball. When your team is on a 9-0 run, y'all down, and then y'all on a 9-0 run, and you go shoot a half-court shot because you want the crowd to get hype?
Facts. That's horrible, you know, basketball. Steph's just a demon.
The crowd will get just as hype if you do a pick and roll and throw a oop to fucking Okongwu. Uh-huh. Or John Collins. The crowd going to get just as hype.
Uh-huh.
They get too caught up on that one little point, man. So, I think that's Trae Young. And I think that's the demise of the Hawks. Until he understands patience and when to shoot them threes and stuff like that, or when to know the, all right, I got the green light, let me let this thing off. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love Steph. Because Steph know. He the greatest shooter ever. And he know when to let that shit off and when to not.
Facts, bro. And shout out to PJ Tucker, man. PJ Tucker, he is a traitor technically, but like at the same time, I am mad at him for going to the Heat because we got to play them next round. But at the same time, I'm not mad at him because I understand why he went there, bro. You went there with a bunch of dogs.
Hell yeah,
that's gonna get the same type of energy that you about to give, and your leader, your two leaders is dogs. Even when Bam having a bad game, he's still trying to play defense.
His three leaders, because even Kyle Lowry, dog. I don't care what nobody say. You can say he a flopper and do whatever. He been doing that his whole career. And if you don't know that, you ain't been watching Kyle Lowry.
Facts. He definitely been doing that his whole career. Then you got Jimmy. Man, let me give Jimmy some praise too, man. Jimmy been going crazy.
That 40 piece.
Bro, and then he had 36 last night. Or yesterday, whatever. 7 o'clock is nighttime to me, so. He had 36 last night. 36 and
Steph Curry, three threes, baby.
36, 10, and 4. Like, man, look. The Heat is gonna be a tough out for us next round, man.
No, the Heat gonna whoop our ass next round. Be honest. Don't scratch your head and do all that extra stuff. I'm a Sixers fan. I actually have beef with somebody. It's one of my friends. He's a Miami Heat fan. And I told him, I said, listen, bro, don't call me this year. Don't DM me. None of that. Because I'm telling you, before the series even start, y'all going to whoop our ass. So don't call my phone. I don't care. The Heat going to smoke us, bro. I never felt like this about my squad. I never did. But I'm telling you, the Heat going to smoke us because we need James Harden. That's why. Because we need James Harden. And he's hurt. He got to be, because you're not going to tell me overnight you just turned from one of the greatest scorers ever to this. Now, he's hurt. That hamstring is affecting him. I'm that's the conclusion I'm coming to. But I don't think he's ready. He's not going to have enough time to get rest. We're going to get smoked. No, they're not going to gentlemen sweep us. I'm getting crazy. But I think we're going to lose the series 4-2. Honestly. I don't even think it's gonna be being real, bro, and I'm not trying to be a Philly fan and be on next. I think it's gonna be bad, bro. Like bad, like bad, bad. They're gonna embarrass us. That's what I really think. That's what I really think.
See, I'm not even mad at the 4-2, but like for some reason, I think we got a chance, and I don't know why.
I'm about to say,
I think we got a chance.
Explain that. No, you gotta explain that to me. You come on, bro. You gotta explain it to me. Why would you think we have a chance against the Heat?
Because
they one of the deepest teams in the league. We don't have a bench.
They are.
We don't have a bench.
Ah, no, because that don't work. I was about to say they one of them teams that if they not hitting enough threes, it look bad for them. But guess what? We give up all the threes to guards every fucking game. So like I can't even use that one. But that's really what I was thinking. Like they one of them teams, if they not hitting a lot of threes, they need Jimmy to score 40 for them to win, low key.
That is real. That is a good point. That's a good point.
They got
give up a lot of threes. They got the perfect matchup. They got the perfect matchup.
And they got so many shooters that it's bad. It might get bad for us. Especially
now, I'm not scared of Max Strus. Yeah. I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of Tyler Herro either, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, because we have Danny Green and Matisse Thybulle. Thybulle can strap them. He can take them out of the game. He can take Tyler Herro out of the game.
Right.
He can take Max Strus out of the game. So I'm not really scared about them, but I just, bro, they just have too much. They have too much. It's just, even if Matisse can slow them down, they just got too much, bro. I just don't think we have enough. I think we're not going to see too much of PJ Tucker. I think they're going to start putting we might though. I don't know, but I think a B going to get that nigga the business. So I don't understand with torn thumb ligament at all. You better get somebody off it. You better get that man off of him. Don't put, I'm telling y'all right now, if they put PJ Tucker on the beat, we might have something cooking, man. We might have something cooking. Cause that's the thing. Cause Bam never has nothing for Embiid. Never. Every time they play, he cooks him. Every time. And it looks sad. He be making Bam look bad. And now Bam is my guy.
Bam is Embiid's second bitch to Andre Drummond.
Facts. Yeah, he's one of those dudes that just every time they play is just like, yo, why he can't play no more? What happened to Bam? Like, like what happened to him? And it shows you just how great Embiid is. It's like, nah, Embiid just like that, bro. Like, he tired. That's why he can't score on the other Embiid's grabbing this man. He tired out there. Like, he don't have nothing for Embiid.
Being 6'8 ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
You better pray to Buddha or something.
I don't know, bro. But I mean, real quick, man. So we get into these other little Jones real quick. I just wanted this real quick, the Nuggets and the Warriors. I just want to get this out the way because I haven't talked about this with you. I'll be talking about this shit on the Dolo on Strictly Stuff. Make sure y'all go show me and bro some love. East Speaks, Strictly Stuff. You know what I'm saying? Playlist on I'm Just Saying Bro on YouTube and say show some love. But anyway, Joker, this is your MVP? I've been saying, like, this is their MVP? This is what your MVP does? He didn't win that last game. Bones Highland, Monte Morris, and Aaron Gordon won that game.
And horrible coaching by Steve Kerr.
And horrible fucking coaching and play call. Why the hell would you throw it out to fucking win the game? Why the fuck would you do that when you have Steph and Klay on your goddamn team? Why are you throwing it out to Andrew Wiggins? I'm not even a Golden State fan, and that shit had me livid. It had me livid. I watched that play, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? What the? Yo! Like, I was a Golden State Warriors fan. Man, I damn near hate the Golden State Warriors. That was the dumbest play call, but we already on that, though, bro. How many times have we said Steve Kerr ain't a good coach? He just riding the coattails of Mark Jackson. That's all he doing. His hard work.
We said that for years, just like we said for years, Ben was trash.
It's fucking horrible, bro. Oh, yeah. And you know, I don't want to get into it, but we got to get into it. We have to talk about it. We have to talk
about it. All right. Let me get my one Nuggets and my two Nuggets and Golden State Warriors takes out the way. Number one, Jordan Poole got robbed just like Tyrese Maxey for being a finalist for most improved player.
Number two, they had to give it to Ja though.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying being a finalist. Period.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He got robbed from being a finalist. Number two, all them analytics and goofy y'all was talking about with Joker. He not doing that in the playoffs. All them assists that y'all was saying, oh, my God, Embiid can't pass like Joker. Joker is the greatest passing big man we've ever seen in our lives. He's not doing that in the playoffs either.
He's not that guy, pal.
But it's just, I will say, the one thing I said to myself was that Joker has to at least get one game against the Warriors. And I think Steve Kerr just helped him out. He has to get at least one game versus the Warriors. I don't care how good they are.
They helped his MVP. They helped his MVP. They was like, "Oh, we can't let our MVP get swept because then that's going to look bad on us. That's going to look bad on us." That's what happened. That's what happened in that game.
Mm-hmm. He needed at least one game, bro. He needed at least one game, and they gave it to him. So, you know, I'm not really going to say shout out to Joker, but shout out to Golden State, man. Shout out to Steph coming off the bench, which is dangerous. Shout out to Jordan Poole getting initiated into the Splash Brothers. Like these dudes is different, man. Like,
it's hilarious, you know, that his last name is Pool.
That's what I'm saying. They talk about pool party. They wildin'.
Real rap though.
Shout out to him though, man. I think he averaged like, well, before the last game, he was averaging like 28, 29 points in the playoffs. So
yeah, man.
Shout out to him, man. He definitely deserved a finalist spot for most improved player, in my opinion, for sure.
Nah, at the end of the day, that all these awards, bro, need to just be however they do the criteria. It just need to be thrown in the trash. And what I think should be done, the media shouldn't be allowed to vote. Fans shouldn't be allowed to vote. Only the players. Only the players. Even if you let the fans, I don't think the media. Because I'm so serious. I don't know what's going on with the media, but they acting like the government. Like, y'all really starting to show y'all true colors, and we really starting to see that this stuff is fixed and stuff. Like, y'all not even trying to hide it no more. Y'all not even going to try to fake it no more. When I was a kid, I used to believe this shit. Now I'm grown, and I'm looking at y'all like, these motherfuckers been pulling the wool off my eye. I've been led astray. Hoodwink, bamboozled, and everything else. Like, they crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's amazing. Like, it's like they playing in your face. They playing in your face.
Hey, bro,
you tell me Jordan Poole don't deserve to be most improved player? What'd you say?
I said you spitting. Keep spitting.
But I'm just saying, like, you're telling me Jordan Poole don't deserve to be most improved player? You telling me Joel Embiid doesn't deserve to be at least top five on the defensive player of the year list? I'm not asking him to be top three, but he doesn't deserve to be top five? Y'all don't watch basketball. You just no way you telling me that. You got his teammate, Matisse Thybulle, on the fucking defensive player of the year voting, but no votes for Embiid. How does that make sense?
It don't, bro. It definitely don't.
Y'all tell me Embiid is a better defender than Joker. The only reason why he better than him is because he played defense, but Embiid is never up there for defensive player of the year. These lists don't make sense, bro.
You know what I think it is? Well, it's not even what I think it is. It's something I noticed a lot with Embiid. He gets a lot of his blocks taken away by his teammates giving dumbass fouls. Like, they'll see Embiid in the paint ready to contest the drive to the rim, and they'll still jump and foul the person. And then next thing you know, Embiid swatting the ball into the stands, but the person is already fouled.
And I also – that's a great point. And I also think he's just not a big blocker. So maybe that's – you know, maybe that's what it is.
He be swatting like that shit, bro, low-key.
I know, but, bro, if you watch – the games, niggas don't try him. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, as a Sixers fan, and I watch every fucking game. And B really gets tried during the game. Like, they really try him. Like,
bro, they literally say
– it's some niggas game that catch him.
Go ahead. My fault.
They get him sometimes. Like, they try him. Like, Dad tried him last game, and he got him. He slipped on the floor, which a couple players were slipping on that spot, too, later in the game, too, which nobody paid attention to. A couple players slipped in that same spot, but that's neither here nor there. But Embiid doesn't get tried. Like, these guards, when he's in the game, they don't try to drive. Or when they do drive, they're going away from him. Like, bro, his presence in the fucking paint is just enough, bro. He doesn't even have to. And I think that's what skews his defensive prowess, because they're looking so much at like, all right, well, they're not even throwing this. It's like in the NFL, like if a cornerback, nobody, they don't have any interceptions because nobody throws their fucking way. And it's like, yeah, you have to respect that. Like, I don't have any interceptions because they don't throw over here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know not to play with me like that. Like, I'm not having none of that on this side.
So bro, the announcers even literally say it every game. They say, as soon as Embiid get out the game, they'll say, oh, the other team is attacking the rim because Joel Embiid's not in the paint now.
They be right literally at us, bro.
Every game, bro. Every single game.
Right at us. That's why I be so mad that he don't put Charles Bassey in the game. He played for Western Kentucky. He was defensive player the goddamn fucking in college. Defensive player of the year in college. And they don't put this nigga in. He averaged 3 blocks in the G League. Put him in, man. Let him let this young boy eat. He gonna foul. So what? We only need a couple minutes while Embiid is out.
What's the point with him? What's the problem with him fouling?
He's defense. He's there for defense. Thank you, bro. Like, that's my whole point. He's there for defense. I don't care. He can use all 6.
Exactly.
Now, Paul Reed
and you can use all 6 quickly if you want to. I don't care.
Paul Reed is different. I don't want you. We had to get him out of learning how to not foul. That's different. Yo, bro, you got to chill. We need your offensive. Like, we need you to be on the offense, bro. We need you to score. You can't be fouling like that. You messing up the game. You know what I'm saying? But Charles Bassey, bro, he's a big man. Play defense. Go down there. Put your hands up. Get the blocks. Get the fucking rebounds. And let's go, man. He a young body. Let's fucking go. Doc got to go, bro. Doc got to go. After this year, Doc got
to
go.
I'm not even getting into this discussion again.
I'm not. I'm not.
I agree 100% with you. But
fact, we going right past that. But I'm just saying.
I can't get into this Doc discussion again, bro. But
I just want to, real quick. The Nets.
Go ahead.
And Celtics, because we haven't talked about that.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
And we can leave them right with this. We're going to leave them right with this. We done after this, y'all, I promise.
We watching the Nets about to get swept, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I'm about to say. We literally, I'm tuned in right now. It's 83-72. All I got to say about this is, y'all better not ever, let me get close to the mic. I should do the look. Y'all better not ever compare KD to LeBron ever again. Don't ever disrespect LeBron like that ever again. I've been saying this my whole life. I'm a LeBron fan. Don't you ever compare KD to LeBron. I want to fight you. Next time somebody say that, I'm fighting you. Get the gloves out the trunk. Let's go in the street and scrap it out. Because you tripping. Ever compare KD to this man? This man acting like Celtics defense is the best thing that was ever created. Like God just was like, you know what? I'm gonna make sure that the Celtics got the best defense in the world.
This God handcrafted the Celtics defense.
Yeah, it's nobody that's gonna be able to stop their defense. And I guarantee, I got a certain someone in the next series that I know gonna show just how weak this defense is. And you know who he is? The best player in the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The real best player in the world. And you know why he the best player in the world?
Why?
Because he give it his all every fucking night. Every fucking night. Giannis takes no nights off. I talk.
Even when he's stinking it up.
I talk shit about Giannis because when Chris Middleton got hurt, I said on my Strictly Staff podcast, I said that was going to be a big deal. I also said they was going to win. I still think they're going to win the series, but I said it was going to be a big deal because Chris Middleton is the closer. He said, I don't need a closer because we're going to cook their ass. We're going to cook their ass. I don't even need no closing nothing.
Closer we gonna, for what?
Yeah, we're going to cook their ass the entire game. So what I need to close for? No, my backup's going to close. My little brother is going to close the game. What I need to be a closer for? Because we cooking them by 20. KD is not the best player in the world.
What the fuck is Matisse doing, man?
The Nets are the biggest disappointment these last 2 years of all time in the NBA as far as having superstars on your team and with the expectations. I don't care what nobody say. I think they're even worse than the Heat. When the Heat lost in 2011 to the Mavericks, I don't care what y'all talk about, because they get smoked in the first round. They were supposed to be a title contender. Listen, I don't care about nothing that you talk about. No, excuse me, not you, but anybody else. I don't care, bro. These men, they haven't even got to the chip. They even got close to the chip. This is the worst superstar tandem of all time. Of all time. James Harden, even though he's stinking it up for us, he was a smart man. He said, I got to get out of here. They tripping. They tripping. And Daryl Morey, I doubted you. I apologize, my brother. I apologize.
Yo.
I see.
You got real serious.
I see what you saw. I see what you saw. Because in Andre Drummond in the playoffs, he's a liability. Mm-hmm. That's why he made that fucking deal. And I was so emotional at the time. I didn't see it. I'm like, no, man, he was a great backup for Embiid. But I also watched the games. And when he was in the game, they would be right at Andre Drummond every time, especially in the big games. They at Andre Drummond every time. And you see now, he's being taken out of this series.
Bro, he played like 18 minutes a game, 19
for
minutes
Nick's
a game.
For Nick Claxton.
Nick Claxton and Blake Griffin.
And that was only last game.
Facts.
For a little bit at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. He didn't put him into the fourth quarter. Facts. Which he's retarded for doing that.
Facts. You done, my brother?
I'm done, bro. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
No, you good. So I think I talked about a little bit of this on E Speaks as well. The Nets, man. Nets look real nasty out here, man. They look real nasty out here, bro. KD, I said this on E Speaks. I said it. He forgot what it was like to be the number one player and get double teamed every single game, all game in the playoffs. He forgot, bro. Because guess what? Steph Curry was taking all them double teams as soon as he hit half court. And KD was one-on-one, which is basically wide open for him. He was one-on-one for however many years. What was it, like 3 years, four, whatever. However many years it was. He was one-on-one or
he was doing this.
Wide open. Yeah, basically. He never seen so many open shots in his life.
I'm open.
Bro, he never seen so many open shots in his life. And now, guess what? Them shots ain't open no more. Them shots is open for the role players, my brother. You wanted to leave Golden State. You wanted to try to create your own legacy because you thought you figured out how to win this, that, and third. Nah, it ain't happening.
Didn't try to throw Steve Kerr under the bus, even though we know he a bad coach. But still, like, I don't like the motion offense and da 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 da.
Oh, the motion really? Offense won you two chips.
Oh, really? Got you your first two rings, but you don't like it?
The motion offense won you two chips and two finals MVP. Shut the fuck up. All right, excuse my language.
That's an ungrateful female dog right there.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to Kyrie? He had a great first game, and we ain't seen him since. I know this is Ramadan Kyrie or whatever, but I don't care, bro. You in the NBA, you get paid millions of dollars to do your job. I'm not trying to hear none of that, my brother. Go get a plate at halftime or something. You mean like go get a plate at halftime and come out ready to hoop or something? Like, bro, I don't know what's going on with Kyrie. KD finally having a good game tonight, but if he scored 40 tonight, that's going to be one great game he had this series and one great game Kyrie had this series.
Bro, he got the best thing he was going to get out of his role player as far as Bruce Brown giving him like 20-something last game. He was trying to carry them last game. He's got the best. And so his best game was game one. And that was the closest they came, and they lost that by the game. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying. People were saying Ben Simmons coming back will help them. How?
That's why he was like, my bad.
This is a dude who would not dunk on Trae Young. How is he going to help the Nets win this series when he's literally going to come in and be in the Bruce Brown-ish role? He's going to be the guy benefiting from KD getting double-teamed and have to hit a floater or hit a dunk or whatever. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to pass the ball because he's not aggressive.
And it's going
Bruce to Brown is a demon. Going to look
even worse.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And Bruce Brown is a demon. We're not going to act like he's not. If you leave him open, he's going to get to a bucket. Ben is not going to do that. Guess what Bruce Brown do also that Ben don't do? Shoot. Guess what he do that Ben can do? Pass the ball. Guess what else he do that Ben can do? Rebound. He literally does everything Ben can do except probably play as good a defense because he's not a 6'11", 7'5" wingspan type of guy.
But you can't even say that, though.
He's still a demon on defense, too.
You can't. I'm about to say, you can't even say that because he is a great defender. You can't say that.
He is.
He's not Ben Simmons' defender. Now, we'll give Ben Simmons that. But we have to also remember, Ben Simmons only did that for like 1-2 years, really, like of his career. And really, I would say 1.5, because he started doing it after the fucking All-Star break the year before. He started strapping up, and then he kept it. He brought it into the next year. So it was really only 1.5 years if you really want to be real. Ben Simmons wasn't no best player. They wasn't talking about Ben Simmons like this. So I just want – so you can't really say that. I mean, we're going to chill on the Ben Simmons being this super, super great defender and shit like that. Like, fuck out of here, bro. Like, I'm tired of bull. He needs to – when he put out that documentary about college, we should have known right there. We should have known right there what this boy was about. Money, bro. That's what this man about. He about money. You see his clown ass sitting on the sideline, bro?
When did that college documentary come out, bro?
That was a while. That was when he ran the time he got drafted, bro. I remember that shit because he was trying to change the narrative around college and getting paid for college and all that shit. He was like, why would I be here? Why would I give my all to this? And I'm not getting paid any money. And I'm gonna about to get drafted in a couple months. So when he said that shit out of his mouth, I was like, this nigga don't like ball.
Bro.
He just was gifted, bro. He was a gifted nigga, bro. And you know what's sad? You know how many niggas in the hood would love to have his ability, bro? Love to have his talent, bro. He don't even care, bro. Like, that's it's sad, bro, when you see players like that, bro. Like, you laughing, but I've been seeing everybody clowning Ben Simmons, but it's simply that. I'm telling everybody, he don't care about ball. He never did. He knew ball was a way to make a check, and he said, I'm going to do it. I'm 6'10". I'm 200-some pounds. I'm in shape. I'm going to just do this shit. If you watch his interviews, watch him. Listen to what Ben Simmons be saying, bro. He don't give a fuck about basketball. He don't care. I'm laughing
because I remember when that documentary came out, and I remember that draft.
They didn't even make the tournament, bro. He gave up on LSU, bro.
Bro, he played like 11 games.
He quit on his team, bro. He quit on his team. There was nothing wrong with him, bro. He quit on his team. He just didn't want to go to the tournament. He didn't want to injure. He said he didn't want to injure himself. He's like, I didn't want to know nothing to stop my bag. Like, I didn't basically. I'm paraphrasing, y'all. He basically said, I don't want nothing messing up with my bag, so I'm not even risking it. Fuck that tournament. That tournament ain't gonna pay me, which it is smart. I get it, but that's how you know he don't love basketball.
Facts, because any other college players playing that before the pay rules even came into place.
I'm trying to play the tournament.
Loves basketball.
I want to play the tournament. I want to go against the best in the world.
Facts.
Who wouldn't? If you competitive, I'm a competitive man. If you got a podcast out here, I'm trying to go, what's up, man? I'm just saying, like, how you not competitive? Like, how you don't care?
Bro,
like,
I told you that year, I told you we should have took Brandon Ingram. And I hate being right when it comes to the Sixers, but I told you we should have took Brandon Ingram.
You called that from day one. You said B.I. is going to be a better player. You also called Jason Tatum. I know that for a fact. You called Jason Tatum over Markelle Fultz.
And De'Aaron Fox. But that's besides the point. And I was wrong on Lonzo, even though Lonzo low-key is better than Fultz right now. But
he's better than Fultz. Yeah.
And I think he would have probably been better in the Sixers uniform than a Lakers uniform off rip. But that's besides the fact. Bro, like, I got a headache just thinking about the draft picks that we fucked up, bro. I feel like we would have been champions if we took the right picks. I don't think we would have Harden right now.
We would have Jason Tatum and be in their primes right now. And
Brandon Ingram.
And then we would have Brandon Ingram, Jason Tatum, and then be all in their primes right now. And you see what all of those three players are doing in their primes right now. B.I. is giving you 30 a game. Jason Tatum is playing the best defense of his life. And he's still giving you 30 every game, 25 to 30 every game.
I would have even took ruined that. Fox and Brandon Ingram.
Well, we ruined that. We ruined like that. And that's why I think the Sixers is cursed. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But that's why I think we cursed, bro. Because there's no way we could have had Jason Tatum and B.I.
Hey, look, get this
name. And Mikal Bridges. Who came second. And defensive player of the year. No, I'm sorry. I got to say this. Before we go. and Mikal Bridges.
Facts, because we traded
for a nigga that had peanut allergies, and now he ain't in the NBA. The nigga had, excuse me, I said peanut. It was sesame seeds. It wasn't even peanut. The nigga ate a fucking, nigga ate a hamburger roll and shit. I don't know what he did. I'm being funny, but nigga ate a fucking hamburger roll and shit. Now he can't play in the A. Nigga got drafted 14th overall. I haven't seen him since he ate that sandwich.
Oh, shit.
Bro, we ain't seen Zaire Smith. That's his last name? Yeah, Zaire Smith.
It don't since even he matter.
Ate that sandwich, bro. I'm talking about the dude we took out of Texas Tech over Mikal Bridges. Remember we traded? Y'all probably don't remember. We drafted Mikal Bridges
and then traded him
to the Suns for Zaire Smith.
Yep.
Is not in the NBA anymore. He's not in the G League. I looked it up. He was in the G League. He's not even on our G League roster anymore. We just let him go. He just out here doing interviews for a thousand with 1,000 views on it and shit. Shit, we probably can get an interview. You know what? I'm about to hit Zaire Smith up. I'm going to try to get him on one of these episodes. I probably could get an interview out of this nigga. I just seen him on a doing interview with somebody. Boy, this shit had 980 something views. I said, oh, yeah, I probably could get, bro. Because I need to figure this out. What happened? What's up? Mikal Bridges came second in defensive player of the year rating, bro. What's up?
Bro.
I'm done. I'm done. We could go after this. If you ain't got nothing else to say, bro, you go ahead and speak your piece. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't have much to end this with, bro. My thing it just is hire the podcast for a front office position. You heard me?
That's all I'm saying, bro. And the Sixers going to lose tonight. I told you.
You think so?
I know so. Look, I'm telling you, bro. They're going to lose tonight.
I don't think so. I think we're going to come back, but we might.
You think we're going to come back?
Yeah.
And I'm saying after the N1. I saw the N1. I'm saying, I just, why are they playing so aggressive? But I need to look more into the game. We've been doing the podcast.
Yeah, we've been doing the podcast. But, yeah, bro, all I got to leave him with is hire the podcast for a front office position. Whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whatever y'all want to hire us for, we here, man. The takes is great on both ends.
I got time. And I'm pretty sure bro had time for that. He don't got time for shit else, but I'm pretty sure he had time for that.
Hey, that'd be a full-time job. So I definitely had time for
that. That's what I say. That's what I say. He had time for that job, man.
Fact. We're gonna get out of here, man. We're gonna have to spin the block. It's only Monday, so we got all week to spin the block. So we're gonna get at y'all, man.
For sure.
Holla at y'all. 111, we're gonna holla at y'all, man. Peace.